You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
After a postponement due to COVID-19, Auckland City Council released their property revaluations on the 8th of March. The revaluations saw an increase in property value by 59% in its highest area, and it has been questioned why so many low socioeconomic areas are having such high increases. Auckland City Council's valuation manager, Chloe Willard, discussed the revaluation system with me today. I began by asking Chloe to give a brief overview of how the revaluation system works.
Yes, so all councils are required by law to revalue properties inside their boundaries within a maximum of 3 years. So we work with Quotable Value to determine the values, and the Valuer General then audits these values to ensure their accuracy. A mass appraisal is the only feasible way to revalue all the properties in the region. So to give you an idea of our scale, this revaluation has been for more than 591,000 properties. So mass appraisal valuations are assessed using a combination of both traditional valuation and statistical techniques. We compare recent sales in an area with the property that we're valuing, and we consider things such as the property type, the location, the land size, zone and floor area, to name a few. It is a point-in-time exercise, so the new values are based on the most likely selling price if the property has sold on the 1st of June 2021. And the property market is dynamic, so it's important that people remember that these valuations are based on market conditions at the 1st of June 2021 and are not a reflection of the current market conditions. And there are three components to a rating valuation. So first of all, we've got the capital value, or the CV. And that's the most likely selling price had the property been sold on that date of valuation. Then we have the land value, or the LV, and that's the most likely selling price had the property been sold as a vacant piece of land on that date of valuation. And that includes development work such as drainage, retaining walls, levelling, but it disregards any buildings or other improvements. And then we've got the improvement value, which is the IV. And that's just solely the difference between the CV and the LV. And it reflects that additional value given to the land by the buildings and its structures.
So how much of the revaluation is based off each component of that? How much was sort of based off land value and capital value?
So Auckland Council uses a capital value rating model. So we rate off capital values, not land values. The portion of how it's split between CV and LV, that's purely based on market evidence. So it varies in different locations and different property types.
And so what suburbs are seeing the highest and lowest increase in this revaluation?
The average increase in residential capital values is 33%. So that makes the average value of property $1.4 million. RTA Great Barrier Local Board Area has experienced the largest CV increase. They've increased on average 59%. The other larger movers are Ngangiri Otahoho, Henderson Massey, and Maunakiki Tamaki, and they've increased between 41 and 49% average. And then our lowest CV movers are the Hibiscus Bays area at 25%. And Waitemata at 15%.
And I've seen sort of a bit of feedback in media about how, so some of the highest increase areas are sort of lower socioeconomic groups. Is there any other factor that may affect this, or is it just purely the land value?
Yeah, so the Auckland Unitary Plan has promoted the intensification that's now allowed for that high density urban development. So for residential properties, those zoning changes through the Unitary Plan have allowed for thousands more property owners across the city to develop quite densely. And this has meant that there have been higher value increases for property that have that capacity. And we started to see the impacts of the Unitary Plan in 2017, but that effect is much more widespread now. And those increases have moved out of the city centre, which is why they're now in these outer skirt and local board areas.
And would you expect similar trends in areas that are going to become high-density areas in the future?
So for future revaluations?
Yes.
Yeah, it depends on what the property market does. Our revaluation is based on sales evidence. So if that is the case, then the next revaluation will reflect what the property market's responding to.
Is the sale market in general in Auckland, is it quite high at the moment, quite low in comparison to other years?
So the valuations are based on the 1st of June last year, and that increase that we had of 33% was slightly lower than the last revaluation. I can find those figures for you if you'd like them. But the property market, as I said before, is quite dynamic and quite complex. So in terms of the current market, we would kind of recommend people reach out to local agents or valuers to get some insight into their property.
That was Chloe Wallard, Auckland City Council's valuation manager, discussing the revaluation system. I also spoke with Auckland City Councillor Shane Henderson about the annual budget consultation for 2022 and 2023 and how the rate changes are going to contribute to the annual budget. I began by asking Shane to explain the three key issues for the budget.
Yes, so the first key issue is the climate emergency that we are facing that has been declared by Auckland Council. So last year was New Zealand's hottest since records began a century ago. Seven of the last nine have been among the hottest as well. So key issue one is how we're going to address this climate emergency and where we can sort of put our money where our mouth is on that. The second issue is our budget pressures. So long story short, through COVID, council's public revenue has taken a massive hit. And we're going to need to have some difficult conversations with people about how we can deliver the services that they expect, while at the same time making any changes that are needed from a budgetary kind of economic sense. So handling tough times, how are we going to do that? And our third issue is waste service standardisation. So in other words, half of our city have one rubbish bin collection system and the other half of the city have a different one. And it's been, you know, super city of nearly 12 years. I think it's about more than time that we standardise that collection. So wherever you are in Auckland, you have one rubbish bin collection system, and a system that works both for your wallet and also for trying to keep waste low as much as we can. So those are, in broad terms, the three big issues.
And what are the key developments looking to be made in those areas, specifically, I guess, in the climate issue, because that's a big topic?
Yeah. So climate's a huge topic, and also just as an aside, I've got to say that we have a lot less submissions from people that are 24-year-old and under in our budget consultation. So I'm really just telling everyone, particularly young people, if you can feedback on this, because that's the kind of thing that's going to impact us for the rest of our lives. And if you kind of do the sort of age maths on it, the climate emergency is going to really hit even in our lifetime as younger people. So we're trying to get as many people there to submit, but that's just kind of an aside. The climate issue is that we're proposing the funding of $574 million for a targeted rate over the next 10 years. So that's going to be used mainly on transport emissions, because that is the big lever that council can pull, and looking at frequent bus services that'll have catchments all over the city, but also looking at ferries, walking and cycling, looking at increasing our urban forest canopy, because we've got parts of the city with under 10% of forest canopy cover. And that has huge impacts on people's air pollution and health, and also kind of amenity as well. So it all works together. That's the main spend we're looking at for our climate action funding. But at the same time, we're really open to any ideas that people have that's going to help us reduce our emissions as a city.
Are there going to be any major rate changes or anything like that to help contribute to these developments?
Yeah, so the climate action targeted rate's about just over $1 a week on the average house. But in terms of the rates as well, we're looking at a proposed general rates increase of 3.5%. Now that's set out in the 10-year budget that we passed last year, so it shouldn't be a surprise to people. It's sort of always been the planned increase through Auckland Council, but it also includes our proposal for water quality targeted rate, natural environment targeted rate, and changes to waste management as well. So property rates will go towards services such as collecting rubbish and improving public transport, organising events, maintaining parks, libraries, community facilities, all the cool stuff that council does that actually people are going to rely on more and more as we come out of the COVID-19 pandemic.
And is there any indication so far of where most of this money will go to in terms of the key issues, or is it up in the air at the moment?
Yeah, so all the budget stuff's all online. If you go to akhaveyoursay.nz, that will give you more of an idea on where the money is actually being spent, and in particularly kind of broad terms. But at the same time, I just want to say that we've also got an open mind, that if you've got this idea on what council should be doing more of and what we should be doing less of, that's the kind of stuff we really want to hear. So yeah, we do have a proposal for spend, but at the same time, we're really interested in what you have to say and how we can adjust that for you.
And so can the public go and give their opinion on the AK Have Your Say website?
Absolutely. So akhaveyoursay.nz, you've got 2 weeks from now to check it in. And so we just want to hear from everyone. We want to hear from a diverse range of Aucklanders, because that'll really help us make the right decisions for every kind of age group, ethnicity, gender, etc. But at the same time, yeah, like I said, a focus on younger Aucklanders would be really fantastic if you can. akhaveyoursay.nz, go on there and check it out and let us know how we should make the city better for you.
And how much of this public opinion do you take into consideration when deciding on the budget as a whole?
Oh, it's absolutely crucial. It's absolutely crucial. So we all read the submissions that you send in. So rest assured, there is nothing going to waste on that front. That's all collated and put in front of us as decision makers. And we debate it and we have yarns about it and we see how we can sort of improve our decision-making as a result of your submission. So, yeah, it's actually really important. It's the primary way that we make our decisions on the budget. And so, yeah, rest assured that whatever you say will be definitely taken into account.
That was Auckland City Councillor Shane Henderson discussing the annual budget consultation for 2022 and 2023.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.